What's been the progress on Farm Bill Conference Committee work?
Well, they've closed a couple of titles, but most of the issues are still open right now, and it's time for the Senate Democrats to come to the table and to get serious about getting this done. You know, farmers have a lot of uncertainty right now. We've seen a 50% reduction in net farm income over the last 5 years. Harvest is underway, and decisions are being made about planting for next year. And so we need some certainty here. And in order to get this done by the end of the year, we need the Senate to come to the table and to come to agreement on the Farm Bill.
You mentioned Senate Democrats specifically. What's the primary sticking point?
Well, they just seem to be playing political football with our farmers, to be frank. They see a midterm election coming up here, and they don't seem very incentivized to get this done on time. I'm afraid that they may be viewing that they may have the opportunity to be a majority party in either the House or the Senate next year and rewrite the Farm Bill according to their wishes. And unfortunately, they're just not being very cooperative of finalizing this bill that we have invested years of hearings and hours of work into, and the farmers and ranchers of America deserve this to get done now.
Chairman Conaway seemed to be firm on the point of SNAP work requirements. What progress is there on coming to a resolution on that?
There is still not progress in agreeing on that, and I think, though, that this is something that all Americans can agree on, is that we should be investing in individuals who are work capable, who are currently receiving food assistance, so that they can get the job skills needed to help fill part of the 6.9 million open jobs right now in this country. The House version of the Farm Bill just simply requires them to participate in work training for 20 hours a week or to work 20 hours a week, and in order to give them the skills that they need to get one of the jobs in the community. And that's something we should all applaud and help people reach their dreams and goals and be equipped to take these jobs.
Once that issue is resolved, if it is, then what's standing in the way of the bill going to the floor?
Well, there's details on other areas of the bill, from conservation expansion. The House expanded the number of acres to 29 million acres for CRP, but lowered the rental rates. The Senate did not increase the number of acres by that amount. In the House, I have a provision on rural broadband, which puts minimum speed levels on that, 25 download and 3 upload, to ensure our tax dollars that would build rural broadband will be applicable not just for now but into the future. And I also have an amendment that expands the loan program for rural broadband to loan guarantees. That is not in the Senate version either. Those are just a couple examples of some things that are different, but I think it's just a willingness on their part to sit down and to discuss these things and to come to resolution. And right now we seem not to have that from the Senate side, especially the Democrats.
You've mentioned the Senate several times. Now, sometimes during Farm Bill debate, there are regional differences, there are geographic differences, and there are differences between the House and the Senate, and maybe less often there are partisan differences on this. What is the primary thing about this Farm Bill keeping it back?
I think it is the changes that we want to make to the work requirements section, and that is very important for passage in the House in the final version. With 6.9 open jobs right now available in this country, we have 3.8 million work-capable adults who are receiving food assistance from this government. It just makes sense for us to invest in them to get these high-paying jobs in their community. But for some reason, the Senate Democrats think that is onerous and it should not be a requirement. And so this seems to be the main sticking point from my perspective.
For those farmers who say they need the Farm Bill for certainty, what can you tell them about what points they do agree on?
Well, we do agree on the importance of crop insurance, and I think that's the number one priority for all the farmers that I have visited with. And I'm a farmer myself, and I understand that is very important as a risk management tool, and the House and Senate both agree on that. Now, the Senate does want to increase the income threshold so that more farmers would not be able to qualify. The House does not support that, and so that is something we are discussing, but at least we both agree on the importance of crop insurance, as well as just the general concept that we need to continue having a strong safety net programs for all commodities, a conservation title, and focus on trade and try to expand our foreign markets in the midst of the other trade deals that are being discussed.
Congresswoman, the big news at the beginning of this week was the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. What are your thoughts on that?
I was very encouraged that they got that finalized because Canada and Mexico are Missouri's number one and number two export markets for our ag products. And the administration was able to achieve some real gains with Canada that for decades in the past, they have not been able to make any concessions or weren't willing, to give concessions on their dairy program. And so for them to eliminate the class 6 and 7 dairy category, plus to increase the quotas for our dairy farmers to be able to sell our milk products into Canada was huge. And so I'm very pleased that we're going to get this settled and done by the end of the year and have that certainty. And already we're seeing markets starting to respond positively to this news.
What action needs to be taken in Congress for this to become a reality?
Well, the president will notify Congress of this deal and send the final text to us, and then we will have up to 90 days in which to vote on it and approve it or not. And so the goal is to have this approved by December, and I think that would be certainly very positive way to end the year, and hopefully we'll have a deal done on the farm bill at the same time, and we can start the new year with certainty and with expanded markets to our number one and number two trading partners.